This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Called You Lose You to Love Me by Selena Gomez. Oh!
I didn't need Jane's help with that one.
Yeah, well.
I already knew.
I had to check in on take the temperature. She's like, yeah, we love that one. I don't know if it's going to be one of those, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know if it's going to be one of those Alice Obsessions, but, you know, that's a big one. All right, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, and it's time to win some money. Oh, hold on. That is totally, that's what it's going to sound like when you win. This is the one I want to do over here.
Yikes.
Yikes. See, it's just like it. Star. S-T-A-R, star. Jane is the star of our musical world. Star. Text star 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Star is this hour's code word. There'll be a new code word next hour. And again, every hour after that, till we do $8,000 today. Star.
800-400-3697 is our phone number. It's also our text number. You can text us any kind of stuff you want to say. The movie's reviews is right around the corner.
Yeah,
it is. The boys in their seats. They're ready. They're practicing their
Corey
lines.
Corey and Hooman.
They're ready to say all the stuff. But let me get a couple of these in before we do. So, hey, Vinny, here in Oakland, it's super windy. Big gusts are rattling the windows. Yeah, it's
that's crazy.
It's not windy here in San Francisco,
just
but
a light breeze.
But it's clear that's the issue, and that may be the issue again this weekend.
Yeah,
as we'll be facing another possible round of
it'll
blackouts.
Be cooler, it'll be windy.
I love Kelly's talk show.
Oh,
so someone's watching it.
Clearly,
it was a hurricane last night in Santa Rosa.
Oh, wow.
So bad. Deja vu.
Sheesh.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Guys with the fires that are going on up there. I lost my mother to cancer, my dad to a stroke, and my stepdad to a heart attack all by the time I was 32. I wish I could hear them say I love you to me every day. So now I hug and kiss and smother my 6- and 4-year-old kids with love every day. You can never say it enough.
You can't. And you shouldn't let too much time go by in between saying it. People say, she knows I love her. Feels great to hear it.
Vinny, your second daughter sounds like you, not liking hugs. I know, it's totally the pushback I've pulled. Yeah. Here's a straight arm.
Jump on top of her. Hug her and tickle her and kiss her everywhere.
Raise his hand, that's me. The dentist story is so me. Anything than a dentist. And I surf. Sharks are nothing compared to the dentist.
Jeez. I guess whenever you're really scared in your life, you could just like envision the dentist and then whatever you're feeling will feel like nothing. It must be nice to have a fear like that, actually, in a way.
Do you guys remember those big-ass table lighters they used to have back in the 70s for smokers? The
yes.
ones on the coffee table? That's how big smoking was back then, actually.
Sometimes there were ashtrays that had those built into them, too. I want to say my mom had one of those. She had those beanbag ones, too. You ever see those beanbag ashtrays? They had like kind of a soft bottom Mm-mm. on them, and you kind of like, as a kid, I'd play with them because they had like a beanbag bottom and like a tin top where you'd put the cigs and just boy, it was a whole thing, wasn't it? I never even noticed people smoking when I was a kid because everyone did it. Just the smell was everywhere, I guess.
So Vinny brought up smoking because he wanted to. Yes, that's the whole point of the story, was I'm that guy. And you know what, so I had to quit drinking too. I don't ever want to drink. I have no, like, desire for that. That was not fun for me. I still think about smoking, though. Mm. I still think about it all the time. I have fantasies about it. I dream about it. I do.
Do you have dreams where you've had a drink?
I have. Mm. Many times.
Yeah, I'll have dreams where I'm having a real smoke. Oh, no.
Have you had a dream that you've been high on marijuana?
No. Have you?
No. Have you, Vinny?
No, not specifically. No, it's drinking.
Probably the act of drinking, too.
It's drinking. It's absolutely drinking. Tesla's going to be releasing a fleet of self-driving cars as well as the release of as well as release Tesla with no steering wheel. When the feature is ready.
That's going to be so freaky. I always wonder about, like, people like us, we have to pull into this side alley and go into a garage. And I got to stop and use my card way well before I get to the pull-up gate. Like, how is something like that going to work if I don't have a steering wheel and I can't take over to...
Is it voice activated?
Keep going, just go a little bit further
car,
so that
car,
you...
little to the left.
Yeah. Car, go down that alleyway. Hey, car.
Back up 2 inches.
Hey, Kari. So I'm going to name my car Kari.
Good job, Vinny. Right in the middle of that bit, four-car pileup right in front of me. All four drivers had obviously just fallen asleep. Hey, that didn't happen.
You put everyone to sleep?
You're making that up. I was trying to tell you I don't want to do it anymore, and you're like, no, do a little more.
So
do a little
good.
More.
So good. Those are those ASMR audio things you can hear. That's just someone whispering to you in this weird, tries to put you in this weird, like, trance thing. I don't even know what to call it besides a trance.
It sounds really good.
I enjoy it.
Morning, radio family. Today is my 36th birthday. Can I get some? No, we're not doing the shots thing. I've been a listener since high school. Who feels old? Thanks. Love you guys. Molly. Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday, Molly.
We're running out of time. The boys are chomping at the bit. You can hear them. They're ready to go. They
chomp.
They got a big movies review ready for you. I mean, WTF, Survivor. How does Karishma keep living to see another day? That we didn't even talk about it. Why Tom?
I don't know.
What happened there?
I just don't know. I truly felt like if there was...
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, well, boy. Eesh.
I get what they're saying about people making the merge, and if they just don't, you know, because I guess they don't know when that's going to happen, and they don't want certain people to survive because they're so likable. But that's why I thought Dean. If it wasn't going to be Karishma, I thought it would be Dean.
And but I thought for Dean, sure it was just going to be Karishma. Knew that one lady, or they knew...
They had a friend in common.
Weird.
Yeah. Boy, he's really forgotten about that Chelsea of his, huh? She's out of sight, out of mind.
Good morning, Alice. Vinny, I had a colonoscopy. No Ubers, no taxis after because you're getting light anesthesia. I've had one and my ride had to be there prior to me getting the procedure, so they knew I had a ride home.
Yeah, usually there's a lot of procedures like that. Where
a lot of people wrote that in, so I now know. My first Uber of my own doing will not be on my colonoscopy day.
Right.
Between John and Vinny, the myth of men not going to doctors should be put to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are both doctor people.
Mm-hmm.
John, well, any little thing, he's off to the doctor.
I'm not a doctor people. I'm just trying to keep up with that crap.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with some weird thing that comes out of nowhere. And I can also say, hey, what's with you? You checked me out just the other day.
Yeah. What, did you miss this? What's going on?
Yeah.
How dare I have to come back here so soon? It should be at least 6 months.
Isn't Psycho Donuts where you did your first ever live secret show? Yes, it is.
It is. So the Halloween broadcast is not a secret show. That is just a regular morning show. We're at the Winchester Mystery House from 6 to 9 on Halloween morning. Organic Koo's going to feed us. Psycho Donuts is going to feed us.
Ooh.
So come on down and enjoy.
Can anyone just show up?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep. We're having multiple costume contests. Hooman will be there the whole morning.
I'll be a pirate
this year, not a prince.
Oh, that's new.
I know.
What about you, Sarah? What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Calamity Jane.
Nice choice.
Thank you. From Deadwood.
Peek for the week. Woo! The peepow.
Nice. Kari Rosen.
Yes.
New intro.
What did he pay you for that?
Spelling and everything.
You guys spoil me. Peeking for the week.
What's up, Sarah and Vinny?
Turn your mic up.
Oh.
feels very
that?
Low.
Is that better?
Yeah. You just got to get close.
I was
put your mouth on that mic.
I was screaming, so, you know, just excited to hear my
just,
Corey
wow. What an
spelled out.
Incredible new promo.
Well, you know, I have
promo.
To freshen it up.
Thank you.
That was fabulous.
The whole 9 o'clock hour.
Well, yeah. Since Corey's a regular.
Yeah.
Well, you're a regular now, too. I mean, it's...
Hey, I know it. So a couple things before we get to the movie review. One, Day of the Dead is coming up. I know it's a big deal. And the San Francisco Symphony is going to do Coco with a live orchestra.
Oh, my God. I love
wow.
November 1st and 2nd. If you love the symphony, you love film, love live
Coco.
Orchestra.
What a great movie.
The other thing I want to mention is the Napa Film Festival starts mid-November, and I just want to mention one film that's going to be showing there. I saw it 3 months ago. It's a documentary called I Want My MTV, and the documentary is so good, and I think the filmmakers are going to be there. A lot of the original VJs are going to be there. I don't know if they're going to get Martha Quinn out there, but, you know, a lot of them will be there. So, and
Mark Goodson. No, not Mark Goodson. What's his name? Mark
Ronson.
Goodman.
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 Goodman. Goodman. Mm-hmm. That's it, right?
And Matt Nathanson is actually in the film. Mm-hmm. So our friend Matt Nathanson
well, he's
is
the
an,
biggest Def Leppard.
One of those guys
of
died,
time.
Right?
Oh, one of the original VJs?
Yeah, the blonde-haired
Nina?
Dude.
No. The black guy.
Oh.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
I can't think of it.
Hold on. It was not Mark Goodman.
No.
Well,
was
you
Martha
remember.
Quinn.
As you think about this, I just want to say, if you love this movie review, which we're about to do right now, you can follow Corey Rosen on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Right. Bagel 44. I am almost at 700 followers.
Yeah,
this show
come
has
on,
been
in people.
Wow.
13.
I got like 80
at,
followers this week thanks
at
to this
Mr. Bagel 40, what?
Mr. Bagel 44, M-R-B-A-G-E-L 44.
J.J. Jackson. Sorry.
J.J. Jackson.
J.J. Jackson. Sorry.
Mr. Bagel 44. All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called Jojo Rabbit.
Mm.
You guys have no idea what this is about, do you?
Well, we did look into it. We gave some tickets away earlier, and then you had mentioned it last week. So let me tell you if I know what it is.
Okay.
A single mother in World War II Germany is hiding a little Jewish girl in her attic, and her son, who's like a wicked nationalist, has an imaginary friend named Hitler and must come to terms with the fact that his mom's hiding this little girl. Meanwhile, he's all like, shouldn't I tell my best imaginary friend about...
Did she give away too much, Corey?
That's in the description.
I think that's how they describe and how they pitch the movie. I came into this movie even knowing that much. So what I want to say for listeners is we're not going to go beyond that part of the movie. Obviously, it's a movie and there's all kinds of wonderful surprises and things in there. But starting out, the very first scene of this movie is a little boy whose best friend is a wacky Hitler, which is a weird way to open a movie, right?
Do you actually see wacky, weird Hitler?
Yes.
Oh, so he's like, even though it's an imaginary friend, is he a cartoon?
No.
He's
a real actor.
He's
person.
A real actor who's also the director and writer of the movie playing
so a
grown-up
Hitler. It's not like little boy Hitler.
Totally.
So this film stars Sam Rockwell and Scarlett Johansson. Corey, you are Jewish.
Go
you
right to the Jew.
Love going to temple. Your kid has been bar mitzvahed. You actually lost family in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
What were your feelings going into this movie?
Well, as I mentioned, I didn't know anything about this movie going in, and I didn't know the setting. I didn't know the time period. I didn't know anything. And then there's
Hitler right off the bat.
It's a funny Hitler. And I'm like, huh? I think the first thing I wrote down was all caps, what? Exclamation point. Like, I'm not sure that I'm going to make it through this movie because it goes so far into like stay with us territory that I was worried.
What I wanted to ask is it's such sketchy material to be toying with for a filmmaker. Were there points in the film where you went, no, I'm not, I don't agree, I don't like it. I'm mad at that guy.
Yes, and it's the first scene.
Oh,
from
man.
The get-go, like there's a big part of me that's like, I think I gotta go. I think I can't watch this movie. And it is a credit to the filmmakers and to the actors that the film rapidly goes, like doubles down, as they say, on the content. Like it takes you to the Hitler Youth summer camp where they're teaching how bad the Jews are. And like how to recognize it, like all of that kind of stuff. But it's done by Sam Rockwell. It's done by what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Rebel Wilson. Oh, like all these comedic actors.
So are they putting on a German accent in this
movie? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so there's Scarlett Johansson
Yes.
It is done in period World War II, towards the end of the Second World War. And the Hitler character, you realize rapidly, is not Adolf Hitler. It is this boy who loves Hitler's imaginary friend. He's basically buddies with his version of Hitler, who is like a 10-year-old kid's best friend. So it's a challenging entry into a movie that I think they do a really good job of then sort of shifting the perspective and letting you understand, oh, I see. It's not really Hitler. It's a kid's perception, a kid who loves Hitler, which of course gives him an arc, gives him somewhere to go from being this crazy sort of fanatical nationalist, but a kid's version of what that is. So this is not, you know, camps. This is not ovens. This is not like that side of it. This is, it is a comedy. It is a satire. I'll say that. It is a satire.
Okay.
Not a comedy. It's a satire.
Let's talk about Thomasin McKenzie. She's the Jewish girl who's locked in the attic. In my opinion, she stole the film. Mm-hmm. She's the very best part of this movie. Do you agree?
I do. She's the heart of the story.
She's the heart.
And I think that movies like this, too, are made or broken by the kid actors. You know, like a kid actor can suck a movie's soul out. And both of the main kids, the girl and the boy, are just such great real performances and quirky but lovable. And you watch them and you kind of want to see more and more. So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Jojo, the kid's, the blonde hair boy, the Nazi boy. His name is Jojo. His imaginary best friend, as you know, is Hitler. Hitler is played by the director of the film. That guy's name is Taika Waititi. And I just want to know, what do you think of the director putting himself in like a crucial part of this film? Did it work? Did this guy pull it off?
It's a challenge.
That guy's the weakest part of this movie.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to divide people. I think, I look back at other movies that have done the same kind of subject. You look at Roberto Benigni's Life is Beautiful. Remember, that was a comedy sort of set during the Holocaust. You look at way back, like the Charlie Chaplin dictator film.
You're giving good examples. Give some bad examples. Like, how about M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan, Quentin Tarantino. Remember when he shows up in, like, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, and he's kind of the worst part of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
It risks being a little bit like that. That the one actor that you've really never seen in anything is Hitler. And yes, could it have been cast by somebody better known and maybe in a better performance? Possibly.
What do you mean
but
possibly?
That said, I think he does such an over-the-top Adolf Hitler that you kind of buy it after a while, and he's just a very wacky Hitler. And, I'm torn. I know
you should have been Hitler in this movie.
This is my audition for Jojo 2.
Pretty good.
Every time that guy came on, his German accent was terrible, and he just kept taking me out of the movie. And I'm like, these scenes could have been so much better if you would have cast an actual character actor who does Hitler.
It's interesting choice, I'll be interested to hear what you guys think after you see it.
Corey, did you cry?
I cried,
and
I laughed, and I was touched by this movie, and I was also very impressed because at times the film is like technically crafted in a way like you know Wes Anderson's movies, like Grand Budapest Hotel and Rushmore and Moonlight Kingdom, all those kind of movies. Like the color, the costumes, the sets, it's just got this kind of timeless textured movie look that you love. I mean, granted, it's set in another time, but I feel like you could watch this movie in 10, 20 years and it's still going to be just as powerful and just as good because the subject matter is strong. It's a movie about anti-hate. It's about the power of love over hate. It's about people who are taught hate, you know, like it's a little kid who learns to, you know, to be a Nazi and to adopt those things, like as if Hitler and Nazism is good, you know?
Right. No, that's absolutely learned behavior.
Yeah. And so,
and when you're being taught that in school by teachers that you like, you go,
or worse, at home.
Right.
So the movie has a really powerful message. It's a really important subject for, especially right now.
Corey.
Yeah.
Well, a simple yes or no. Is this one of your top five films of the year?
It is one of my top five films of the
year.
Wow,
you almost walked out. And it turns out it's one of the top five films of the year.
It won me over.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it started out, it was a, I don't know where this is going to go. And by the end, I stuck it out, and I'm happy about that.
Wow.
There are times where I'm like, hey, Corey, these are the movies coming out. Like, and like, I'll message him, and he'll be like, okay, what movies? And we'll actually have to debate, like, you know, the Addams Family. It's like, do you really want to see that? And I'm surprised that, you know, I said, let's go see Jojo Rabbit. He knew nothing about it. He didn't ask any questions. He walked in the movie blind.
Yeah. Sometimes
I love
a great
going
way to see
a movie like
yeah.
that.
It's great.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. I thought this movie was good, but not great. Sorry, Corey. I wanted my heartstrings pulled harder. I wanted more emotion. I wanted to get, I don't know, for me, a little bit deeper. The only movie I can compare this to, sort of, people are going to be like, you can't compare these two, is The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. That film took me to a really deep, sad place, but it pulled it off.
Not a comedy,
yeah. Super sad drama. And this one, I only felt like my feet and ankles got wet. I'm going to give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
All right. 3.5. Wow. All right. I will sum it all up by saying that Jojo Rabbit is a tough movie to watch. But once you're in, I think you're going to be all in because it's powerful. It's subversive. It's about how racism is taught and learned and even how the staunchest believer in something can see the light of humanity. Mm. I think it's beautifully shot. I think it's one of those sort of every frame is a painting kind of movies. And I think it's really going to gonna touch you. So 4.75 bagels.
Damn, you're not giving it a
carefully toasted. That's gonna be what?
You're not giving it a perfect score, huh?
Not a perfect score. No. Okay.
Well,
no.
It sounds like the Hitler guy wasn't that great.
There's, yeah.
If you liked that movie review, Corey, remind us your Instagram.
Mr. Bagel 44. We got to get to 700. You could be the 700th follower. That would be a special thing for you.
Got to add that to the intro.
Yeah. And CoreyRosen.com. You can find out about other stuff I've got coming up, including this Saturday night at Bats Improv. We are doing an improvised Twilight Zone.
Oh!
So if you like the Twilight Zone, come
Improv.org
watch.
Improv.org.
Improv.org.
Can get tickets.
He's at $6.96.
6.96. Let's get there.
All right.
Four more.
Oh, next week, everyone will be reviewing Terminator.
On, I think, Wednesday.
Terminator.
Is that right? On Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thursday is Halloween. Yeah.
Thursday
is
the big Halloween show.
Who are you again?
I'm Corey Rosen.
No, not that. On on Instagram.
Mr. Bagel 44.
Mr. Bagel. I realized.
You're gonna follow me.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. I wasn't following you.
Are you going to be that?
Boom.
I'm going to follow you, too.
I'll do it, too, right now. Hold on.
He's a 698, everybody.
We'll put you on there.
That was Vinny.
I'm sorry. What
was
it? Bagel what?
Mr.
Oh, you're 701.
Yes!
You're over.
Yes!
You did it.
This is the greatest day.
I'm following
you. Oh, there you are. I just found him.
707.
Yeah.
Oh, look at your cute kid.
Boom.
Oh, we have 712.
Wow.
This is good.
You're now you have more followers than the amount of people you're following just right now.
That's a good thing.
That is.
That's a goal. That's
all right. Great job, you guys. Thank you.
We did it. Thank you, guys. See you next
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sweet.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hooman. Joining us for the secret show today?
I sure am. I'm super excited.
Oh, my.
To dish out some advice.
Graced.
Working overtime.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
It's like an extended appearance today.
I know, right?
So well, we're so lucky to have you as a regular guest. You know?
I really enjoyed Bryn's stories on Vietnam this morning.
That's great.
That was really, really fun.
Thanks for listening.
The thing where he was like huffing nitrous in the bar, is that the one you liked?
That was funny. Well, it's funny because you said to him, hey, Bryn, did you do that? And Bryn was like, well, you know, I tried it.
I tried it.
I'm so sure that's what it was. I tried it over and over.
Uh-huh. You just started laughing.
It's not good for your brain, people. If you want to kill your brain cells, go for it.
Did you buy drinks for everyone at the bar as well, since everything is so cheap?
Yes.
No, I didn't know anybody at the bar, really. It was just
Did
my
say,
friend and I.
Round on the house, on me!
No. There's a bunch of tourists out there, too, so.
Yeah. Can you believe he only spent $200 the whole time he was there? Like, that's crazy.
Well, he was rolling with family, too, so.
Suppose.
Did you stay at whose house?
I stayed in the hotel.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't include the hotel in the $200, but it was cheap, super cheap.
You spent $200 in a day in Hawaii.
Oh, right. My God. On dinner in Hawaii.
Yeah, in a day, for sure.
Yeah, a bowl of pho is like 50 cents.
Oh,
I have
bowl
a question.
Of pho?
Yeah.
I want one.
Sandwiches.
Where's the food, the Vietnamese food better, here or in Vietnam?
Oh, in Vietnam. All Vietnamese right. food? Come on. It's like the same for any country, I assume.
Know. It is the same.
You would think. Although we have Americanized versions of a lot of cultures.
That's right.
Foods. So you go there, you're like, what the hell is this? No. Where's my Kung Pao chicken?
I know. Where, right?
I don't have, where's that?
Where's the closest Panda Express in China? Come
right,
on.
Exactly. Oh, what fun. All right, so Secret Show, find that before noon at RadioAlice.com. Hooman, thanks for the
Thank
movie
you.
Review, and of course to Corey Rosen as well. And we'll catch you tomorrow on Friday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.